All right, so I was off last week. How did this go?
You want to know?
No.
Undefeated. Couple tiebreakers, but undefeated.
For a whole week.
Yeah, it
okay.
hurt.
We need to end that. We've got Patrick. You're in Terrebonne this morning, right?
Yes, I am.
How's it going?
I'm doing great.
Okay, we've got a little winning streak that we need to end this morning. I hope you can take care of that business.
I will definitely try. Yeah.
All right.
That's all we can ask.
Your chance to win $100 to spend at Restaurant Table 51. I would love you forever, and you'd have major bragging rights as well, Patrick. You know how to play the game, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I play every morning.
Okay, okay, amazing. 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Okay, Patrick. What Apple product debuted in 2007?
iPhone.
Bosque, Asian, and Bartlett are types of what?
Apples.
What kind of farm is a formicarium?
Pass.
If you can't make up your mind, you're sitting on what?
Pass.
In 1996, what plush doll from Sesame Street caused a massive shopping frenzy at Christmas?
Elmo.
What kind of farm is a formicarium?
Pass again.
If you can't make up your mind, you're sitting on what?
Pins and needles.
Ooh,
there it is.
There's the buzzer, Patrick. Nice work. All right, Sam making his way back in from his isolated booth where he's listening to little Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah. Classic Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Discovering this gem.
It reunited this weekend. All right, you're taking on Patrick.
Patrick, all right, I got a big winning streak going. I don't know if you heard.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
He heard. Everybody in Montreal heard.
All right.
Do up your buttons. Here we go.
Here we go.
What Apple product debuted in 2007?
I'll say the iPad.
Bosque, Asian, and Bartlett are types of what?
Pears.
What kind of farm is a formicarium?
I don't know. Pass.
If you can't make up your mind, you're sitting on what?
You're on the fence.
In 1996, what plush doll from Sesame Street caused a massive shopping frenzy at Christmas?
The Tickle Me Elmo.
What kind of farm is a formicarium?
An ant farm?
I don't know. You asking?
Is that all the questions?
Like,
are we done?
That's it.
Awesome.
Well
done.
All right.
That's five.
There's the buzzer. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. What Apple product debuted in 2007? It was the iPhone.
Oh.
We've come so far. Patrick, you were correct on that one. Nice work. Bosque, Asian, and Bartlett are types of pears.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, you said apple. Unfortunately, Sam was right when he said pears.
Same family.
That's true.
What kind of farm is a formicarium? It is an ant farm. Sam guessed and was correct.
There was some Latin there. The forma, for me in French, ant.
All right.
There's some method.
Sam guessed, like I said, and was correct on that one. If you can't make up your mind, what are you sitting on? The answer is the fence. Sam got that one correct as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last question, what 1996 plush doll from Sesame Street caused a massive shopping frenzy at Christmas? It was Elmo or Tickle Me Elmo. We would have accepted, and you were both correct on that one. Patrick,
here
I'm
we
so
go.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's bittersweet. My son always roots for Sam every morning. So.
Oh, your
there
son.
You go. Except for today.
So it was a win-win for you, basically, right?
It's a win-win.
This is all his fault. It's your son's fault. Patrick, we'd love to have you try again soon, okay?
Thank you. No problem.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Carol, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, you?
Good. So you know that Sam's been on a bit of a winning streak here?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Let's hope he loses today.
Let's hope it ends. Exactly. All right, Carol from the South Shore, we've got 30 seconds on the clock, a couple of tickets on the line to see Stars on Ice in April, and you know how to play the game, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, Carol.
Thank you.
A garbanzo bean is also known as what? Cherry, vanilla, and zero are types of what soda?
Coke.
If you're in the water closet in the UK, where are you?
The washroom.
What do you call the center of a target?
Bullseye.
Angelina Jolie stars in the series about the antagonist from Sleeping Beauty.
Maleficent.
A garbanzo bean is also known as what?
Chickpea? I'm not sure about that one.
Beautiful. That's nice fine, work. No. And you've got time to spare.
Yeah. Very
like
good.
Like a lot of time.
Lots of time.
Wow.
Why don't we just go again?
I almost got bored there for a second. All right. Carol, nice work. Sam is back in here. He's listening to the Pussycat Dolls.
That's right.
In his isolated booth.
Love for them now that they're back.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock for Sam taking on Carol, who did very well.
Oh, she did.
She did.
Okay.
Very well.
I will match it. Here we go.
Okay.
Hopefully you're going down.
Okay, this is my time now, Carol, okay?
A garbanzo bean is also known as what?
Chickpea.
Cherry, vanilla, and zero are types of what soda?
Coke or Coca-Cola.
If you're in the water closet in the UK, where are you?
You're in the washroom.
What do you call the center of a target?
Bullseye.
Angelina Jolie stars in the series about the antagonist from Sleeping Beauty.
I don't know if she was an antagonist, but I'm going to say Maleficent. Because that looks very antagonist-y.
All right. With time to spare
both
there
of you.
As well.
Just flying right through the questions.
Okay, let's see how everybody made. Can we stop the clock? Okay, like we have to wait or no? Let's see how everyone made out this morning. A garbanzo bean is also known as a chickpea is the answer. You're both correct on that one.
Yep. Nice.
Cherry, vanilla, and zero are types of Coke. You're both correct. If you're in the water closet in the UK, you'd be in the bathroom or the washroom. You both got that right.
All right.
What do you call the center of a target? It's a bullseye. You were both right. And the final question, ooh, Angelina Jolie stars in this series about the antagonist from Sleeping Beauty. The answer is Maleficent. You both got it right, which means we've got a tie.
Five for fiver.
Fiver.
Those were too easy this morning when everyone goes five for five. Okay, Sam is going to leave the room. Mm-hmm. All right, you know how the tiebreaker works, Carol?
We both get to answer one question.
You do. It's right. 5 seconds. You just get 5 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Okay, whoever comes closest to the actual number is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Carol, in what year did the U.S. buy Alaska from Russia?
Ooh. 1989.
Okay. Nice work. Sam's going to come back in. We're going to ask him the same question. With 5 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
What year did the U.S. buy Alaska from Russia?
Let's go 1939.
1939.
I was going to say, what 39? Just year 39?
True. Most questions you can get away with it. Not this one.
Okay, the answer is 1867.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Carol said 1989. Wow. Sam said 1939. I believe that means what, Andy?
1989 was Carol, 1939 was Sam. Yeah. Sam's a winner.
No!
Very close. I can't go close.
I was hoping he was going to mess up on the math there and give it to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead and double and triple check that.
That's some Jedi mind trick going on there.
Really hoping. Carol, that killed me. You did such a good job, honestly.
That was a good one.
Okay. Yeah. We'd love to have you try again soon, okay?
I would love to. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You too. Have a great day.